8-5, Ender Brady. Where do we find you today?
Back in Oxfordshire in England, Ollie. All good. Yeah, all good. Very quiet day ahead. Kids have gone to school. Just going to take it easy and get some paperwork done.
Okay, so it's good in Oxfordshire. Not so good in Cornwall.
No, we had an electrical storm across much of the south and southwest of England yesterday evening, and it's spectacular. We now learned this morning here that the village on the coast, the Lizard Peninsula in Cornwall, village called Coverack, they had some flash flooding, 50 properties damaged. An elderly couple had to be winched to safety by a helicopter off the roof of a property. Extraordinary footage, which you will see, I'm sure, in the evening TV news programmes. Ongoing rescue operation down there. One eyewitness describing it as a reverse, that the water was over the land and got breaching the sea walls and going out into the ocean. Incredible.
Indeed. Now, which BBC presenter is paid the most?
We'll find that out later today. This is very interesting because new rules are kicking in today at the BBC. Obviously, it's taxpayer funded. Everyone pays about, if you watch the TV or online radio, it costs about 80 cents a day. Everyone contributes for the BBC. We learn today who earns what. Which presenters, which of the big ones are earning more than 150,000 sterling? I'm hearing that two-thirds of those that would be named are actually men. So I think there's going to be a lot of angry women who are doing an equally good job, if not better, in many cases, who will be looking and thinking, hang on, why is he earning so much more than me? And you know, it's going to be an interesting day at the BBC.
Yeah, I wonder what Alan Partridge got paid when Steve Coogan was playing Alan Partridge. This is Mid-Morning Matters, Ender Brady. The PM has called for unity.
Yes, in her own party, not in the country, in her own party. It's basically a put up or shut up message from Theresa May. It's her final Prime Minister's questions in Parliament before their summer break. So that'll be quite feisty. I'm sure Jeremy Corbyn of Labour, the leader of the opposition, will want to try and land a few knockout punches and see Theresa May on her way. But her message to her party is stop the backbiting, stop the cabinet leaks, or you're going to end up with Corbyn as Prime Minister.
And the Chelsea boss has signed a new contract.
Antonio Conte, quid's in for him. We don't know the financial detail, but I am imagining it's an even better contract than the one he joined Chelsea on last year. He brought them a lot of success in their first year. They've got that Premier League flag. They are the champions, and they head into the new season in good shape. There had been speculation that he wasn't happy with lack of transfer activity, but his deal is done. Antonio Conte, a winner at Juventus, a winner at Chelsea, and he's staying there.
Indeed. You enjoy your paperwork today, Ender Brady, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Ollie. Take care, mate.